You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about mindset. We're going to be talking about different ways that you can manage your mindset when you're trying your best, but things are still not going the right way for you. Because it's very easy to tell my one-on-one coaching clients all the time. It's very easy to be motivated when you're getting your wins the right way and when things are going the way that you wanted. And the problem is that when you are putting in the effort and you don't see the results, and that's when people get demotivated, demoralized, they give up, they quit what they're trying to do, and then they revert back to their old ways. And most times when that happens, people tend to be more stressed out, anxious, depressed, and I don't want you to get into that situation. I was there in the past. I got over it. I basically armored my mind, and I want to teach you how you can do that as well. Now, please share this podcast with someone, guys. Like, I know that you're listening to it, so you somewhat care about, you know, getting better in life. But the most important thing here is that you teach these concepts to someone else, because every single person that you listen, every single successful person that you listen to will tell you, if you don't teach what you've learned, you don't know it yet for sure. You got to teach these concepts to other people. You want to share this podcast with someone else. It takes only a minute or 2 minutes to talk to someone about these things. And then you'll realize, well, you know what? I do understand them. I do have what it takes to take my life to the next level. And please also subscribe to the podcast. You know that I release an episode every single day. You can listen to it at 6 a.m. Eastern time every single day. So if you're looking for a podcast to motivate you and inform you about the best ways to make money and stay motivated and be productive, this is the one. Point number one. So actually, before I started, the post is called "Don't Worry, You'll Be Successful As Long As." So as long as you keep on learning from your mistakes and you get better every day. Guys, I made a huge, huge mistake yesterday. I'm not going to get into the details because it's kind of embarrassing in some way. But I did make a huge mistake when it came to outreach for clients. And to be honest, I felt like crap the whole day. But at the end of the day, I took time to really write down what I did well and what I needed to work on. And to be honest, yes, I did make a mistake. But because I took the time to learn from it today and moving forward for the rest of my career, I will never make the same mistake again. And that's the beauty of getting better every day. Even though you make mistakes, they're there as stepping stones. So do not worry if you put in the effort and then you make something or you do something wrong, you make a mistake, don't worry. It's part of the process. It's all part of the process. Learn from it. And as long as you learn from it, it's still a success. Again, point number two, don't worry, you will be successful as long as you do not get down on yourself and you don't quit. If you keep on going, you will eventually get to where you want to be. Again, a lot of people plan for themselves to have, you know, like a successful business within 12 months. And goal setting is actually a huge part of what I teach. And for those who have been listening to my podcast for quite a long time, they know that goal setting and smart goal setting is, you know, the foundations for any type of success, really, in business, in life, in sports, in anywhere. But you also have to realize that life is not basically a piece of paper, and you know what you planned may not work out the exact same way as you planned it. So with that said, if your goal was to save up $100,000 and sell $200,000 with your business by the end of the year and have $100,000 in profit, and it didn't happen, maybe you only sold $30,000-$40,000, that's not the time to quit, guys. That's not the time to get down on yourself. Celebrate your victories again and move forward. Don't quit, because if you keep on pushing, you will eventually get there. Again, we talked about getting better every single day. If you get better 1% every single day, by the time you have $100,000 and you get good, let's say you get better 1% at that point, that 1% of 100,000 is 1,000. But see what the difference is? 1% of 1,000 was $1 basically. For $100 or $10 for $1,000, but 1% out of $100,000 is $1,000. 1% of $1 million is $10,000. See, the compounding power of you getting better will only get better as long as you don't quit. So don't worry, keep on pushing. Point number three, you always seek to meet people that inspire you, that can mentor you, and that can hold you accountable. Right, this again is very, very, very crucial to your success. If you spend time with people that bring you down, they're doubting you, people that are doing things that do not fit with your new lifestyle, you will revert back to your old ways. Don't do that, because it's easier for your mind to stay comfortable and to keep the status quo. And if the status quo around you is, you know, the average thinker, then you will revert back to that, and you don't want to do that, especially if you're trying to grow a strong and sustainable business that can, you know, support you, your family, and your big dreams. So again, seek to meet people that inspire you. So always reach up to people that know more than you, that have done more than you, that can teach you how to perform better. Again, people that can mentor you. Trust me, if you put yourself out there and you reach out to people, especially successful people, yes, they're busy, but they do like to give you a couple of tips here and there. I always do that. I mean, like, I do one-on-one coaching and I have clients, but at the same time, if someone asks me one question on Instagram, and again, it has to be a specific question. I don't like when people tell me, oh, like, give me a tip. Like, I have no idea what you need, man. Like, just be specific. Ask one specific question that I can answer, and I'll answer it gladly. So do that. Find mentors. Find people that inspire you and that hold you accountable. Again, that's very important. Find someone, either date someone that can hold you accountable, be very good friends with someone that can hold you accountable, or find a coach that can hold you accountable. Point number four, don't worry, you'll be successful as long as you keep on sticking to your good habits and you work on your ability to stick to a proven path even when you don't feel like it. It's kind of a mouthful here, but let's break this down. So you keep on sticking to your good habits. So you first need to create these good habits. Good habits like waking up early in the morning, doing a morning routine that pumps you up, that keeps you centered, right? Then stick to a work schedule that is, you know, like, necessarily at the very beginning, it needs to have long hours, right? Like, your new habit should be like working hard toward your goal and working on your business as much as you can. Taking care of your health, running, or doing physical exercise that makes you sweat every day, that keeps you motivated, keeps you energized. Do one hard thing every day. I always talk about me and my cold showers. I do every single day, and I hate them every single day. But guess what? It keeps me motivated. And at nighttime, I used to have severe problems with sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I had insomnia for several years. And now I just fall asleep like a baby because I know that I've done everything that I needed to do to be successful. So again, stick to your good habits. Work on your ability to stick to a proven path even when you don't feel like it. Again, I don't feel like having a cold shower every single day, but I still do it because I know that it's the proven path. So as long as you have all these elements combined, you will be successful. Don't worry. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode. And until next time, up your game.